Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner, Rick.
Phil, congratulations. I would really sincerely...
No, you don't. You've given me a hard time since I got here.
I would sincerely like to acknowledge in front of our viewers that officially...
Yes.
You have won our personal footy tipping competition by one.
Back to back.
And I sincerely congratulate you.
Thank you very much,
although,
Rick. Thank you very, very much.
Although,
we'll leave it at that.
Although I think we should acknowledge that it is under some degree of controversy. The producer, in fact, suggests that you should have received a one-tip penalty for changing your tips from what you were... You actually said you were going to do in our radio broadcast last week. Now, if in fact the penalty is applied, that makes it a draw.
Yep.
But I was so far ahead of you in terms of the margin in fact, 737 was your margin total, whereas mine was 672. Then, in fact, you should owe me the money.
Rick, we're not going to have an argument.
No, I would. Look, but you take it with grace, and I'll
take the 20 off the fridge as I go over here. Anyway,
so there, we've cleared
that. I would have won by two, though, if I'd left my tip as it was, Rick. That's the part you didn't.
I'm not sure about that.
St Kilda won.
And listen, while we're on your tipping form, I have replayed our broadcast of last week.
Well, you couldn't wait to get this out. That comes in the local footy down the list there.
No, we're
going to go
there.
Like, okay.
We are, as I believe, you tipped Angaston.
I did, Rick. I'm not going to hide from that.
And I will say that you were close. They got within 9 goals.
Well, that's good. If they played this week, I'd tip Angaston again.
Now, I had a lecturer when I was at university, and he advises of one thing. He said, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes.
But don't make it twice.
Only idiots make the same one again.
Well, that's answered your question. Anyway, Rick, going on to this week's games.
Yes.
We have.
Yes.
At Nuriupta Centennial Park, or whatever it's called.
It is called Centennial Park, yes. Beautiful ground.
Beautiful ground. We'll start from the little kids up.
All right.
Tanunda and Nuri in the 15s.
Tanunda,
they finished top. Well, above Nuri, not top, but third. South versus Nuri.
South.
Nuri. Central versus Angaston.
This is in the B's.
B's.
Central.
Angaston. I'm going totally Barossa here this week. Tanunda Williston in the A's. Be a good game.
Tanunda for me.
Tanunda for me.
Now, I tell you what, I reckon I know someone else who's going to be tipping or hoping that Tanunda win as well.
Who's that? Who do you know that...
Well, I reckon I know about 22 of them. And they all play for South Gawler.
Oh.
A-grade South Gawler.
So they're tipping Tanunda.
I reckon. No, well, I'm not sure they're tipping Tanunda, but they'll hope that Tanunda win. Now, do you know why?
I do, Rick. I watched that last game.
Yep.
And Williston were up by about 5 or 6 goals. Should have won by that. And they end up losing the match.
Well, they did. But they beat them in the first round as well.
They did.
Now, you know, a game, and all you, A, there's no guarantee they're going to meet each other at all in the finals.
Yep.
But psychologically, particularly since South have only lost the one game for the year, I reckon they would prefer to play anybody other than Williston.
Yep. Just for, you know, in the back of their minds that that's the team they've struggled with all year.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
So that's...
Fair point, Rick. I'll give you that one.
That makes it very interesting.
So quickly, we'll go through last week's game. Nuri Kapunda, you saw that game, Rick. I watched it on the replay during the week. Very one-sided.
Did you
very
fall asleep?
Very ordinary game, too.
I was very...
I think Nuri are going nowhere, Rick.
Well,
no ruckman.
Well, they haven't got a ruckman. And Kapunda haven't got any forwards. That's the problem.
Mm, yeah.
Unlike the week before, Whistler dominated the ruck, it's sort of as if there's a magic wall about half forward, and they can't go forward. I actually tongue in cheek suggested that they actually need a couple of Fraser Evans.
Mm.
One to play at half back where he does, and the other one to play at half forward. Then they, I don't think they can take another step forward. They've improved over the last couple of years, but they're not going to go forward again until they've got some forwards.
Well, they had, it's 3 years ago, Adam Jolly from, he came from the York Peninsula, lives in town, and he's gone back to the Crows in the York Peninsula. He's kicking a lot of goals over there. That's who they need back, or a calibre of that player.
Yeah, it sounds
like a good
like
full forward.
Yeah,
yep.
But they were very disappointing.
Yeah, and Newry were only that little bit better.
Well, Newry were never going to lose that game.
No,
but I don't see them as a huge threat anywhere. No, I don't.
No, I agree. And I don't know whether Baldwin's injured, but playing in a forward pocket is a waste of a player. He's a very, very good player, as we both know, Rick.
Yep.
Okay, so Newry won that one quite comfortably. South and Angaston, that was the game that we have mentioned, Rick.
We have, yeah.
I believe South won that.
Say no more, Phil.
Okay, we won't. Tanunda and Central. I watched this game too, the second half, live.
And evidently Central were in front or something, is that what?
No. Not the part that I saw. Tanunda were in front by 4 or 5.
Oh, right.
And that's about all they, that's yeah. about, they didn't yeah. sort of kick away. Yeah. It was sort of a nothing sort of a match. Tanunda had a lot out.
With all due respect to Central, they're not the side they were. And Tanunda, you don't lay down. There was nothing on the game. And they might have been taking it, as it were, 90% or whatever.
I think there's 4 or 5 of them running water. So that's how much it meant
I think
to
that
them.
Explains to our listeners everything.
Believe Mercer's played his last game. Believe Willie Searle has played his last game.
I believe you're on the right track there.
And obviously the coach, Whelan's gone as well. Yeah. So be a big, flick around next year at Gawler Central.
Yes.
Williston and Freeling. Williston by nearly 100. Yeah. So that was always going to be.
Yeah. Well, so. Williston had, it was just an insurance policy for them. I mean, they were in, I mean, as we discussed in the show last week, if Kapunda had won, then then all the other scenario. Oh well, and Angaston didn't win. All the other scenarios
and
were
they didn't,
over,
did they?
Anyway,
have we got that out of the way?
We
now?
Have.
That Angaston did lose last week.
I honestly think this will be a good game, Williston and Tanunda.
I reckon. Okay, let's do a margin.
Yep.
I reckon Tanunda by 6 goals.
Six goals. Nah. I reckon that if Tanunda I've picked to win, they'll win by 14 points.
Ooh, close game.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay, we'll go on to the AFL, Rick. We've spent enough time there.
We have indeed.
Port and Geelong tonight.
Now, I'll lay the cards on the table. Despite being a Port supporter.
Snap.
I don't think
we're gonna, playing snap.
I don't think we are over this. I'm picking Geelong to win.
Port. Port for me.
Any particular reason, Phil?
Because I follow them. No, look, I've got the side in front of me right now. Mm. It's probably only one change and we can't make it because Georgiadis is out injured. In comes Fantasia, which I like. Another small forward to help Robbie. And obviously Butters and Rosie, which is very handy up there. No, I like the look of our side. Marshall at centre half forward.
We got anybody to kick any goals, Phil?
We got Charlie, big Charlie down there. And he saved himself last week because he didn't kick. I mean, he might have kicked one in the end.
Now, am I right or wrong, or am I having sort of dreams? Didn't Tommy Hawkins have about 4 goals on the board at Adelaide Oval against Port in the first 5 minutes? But,
So did Cameron. Between him and Cameron, they kicked us off the park down there. But anyway.
Sincerely, I'd love Port to win because here's a big call. If Port don't win the premiership this year, they won't win one in the, I hate the phrase, in this window of opportunity, but this is their window of opportunity, and I think it's now or never, as Elvis would sing. Yeah.
Do you want a couple bars? No, we won't go there.
I'm being serious for a minute. I reckon you won't get too many more open seasons than this one.
Very open this year, isn't it?
And so they've snatched the double chance.
Yep.
You know,
this home is final, 20,000 well, going to be there tonight.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if no one was there. The incentive is so great. The only thing you can argue is that it is for every other side because they see it as a window of opportunity because of the openness of the competition. Yep. Anyway, I'm going Geelong.
I'm going Port.
Good.
Sydney and the Giants.
I'm going Sydney.
I'm going Sydney. But wouldn't be surprised with the Giants' form the last few weeks.
Yeah, a lot will depend.
Down in Tassie.
Yeah, don't get
zero
me,
there tomorrow.
Don't get me stuck. I mean, cold. I just cannot understand the logic, given that, you know, crowds really aren't the reason. I mean, whether they're trying to soft soak Tasmania by giving them two finals, but surely you hope and pray that any, whether it's cricket, football, what marbles, you hope and play that finals are played in near perfect conditions. Mm. Now, the chart tonight, as we record this, they will be, other than a bit of a chill factor, they will be near perfect conditions at Adelaide Oval. Yep. And they will again tomorrow night.
Yep.
But you wouldn't know what's going to happen in Tasmania. And I just think it's unfair on those four teams being forced to go down there.
Yeah.
Nothing against the Tasmanians at all.
No.
Just not a good choice to play a cutthroat two finals.
No, you're right. Exactly.
Yeah, you
know,
just
right.
Imagine that there's a hurricane blowing and all of us, you know, and somebody kicks eight goals in the first quarter and then it drops out. Nice and fair contest that is. Oh, crazy.
Okay, that's footy. We're both going Sydney. Melbourne and Brisbane.
I'm definitely
down in Tasmania again.
It is, and I'm definitely going Melbourne.
I'm going Brisbane.
The only reason I'm going Melbourne, with a degree of confidence, but only just, given that the environment and weather doesn't play a part, I think the thrill of Melbourne's first opportunity in 50 years or whatever it is, and all and the number, if we get there in a minute, the number of all Australian Melburnians, sure. I think they've got I think they see it as their year.
Okay, we disagree on that one, and the last one is that's here, that's here on the Saturday. Sorry, we've worked that up.
Yeah, that's right.
They're playing here.
Yeah. Oh, well,
sorry, the second game is the Bulldogs at Essendon is in Tasmania.
Correct, and I'm definitely going for the Bulldogs.
I'm going the Bulldogs as well. So our listeners, Melbourne and Brisbane in Adelaide.
In Adelaide. It's an interesting game, that Bulldogs and Essendon, because the track record would say if you looked at the sides in the first half of the season, that the Bulldogs would win by 10 goals. However, they haven't won a game for the last three. And, what an incredible expression this is. It depends who turns up. But if Essendon had a day on, I'm still going Bulldogs, but it wouldn't surprise me for an upset there.
No, I agree. Essendon playing some really good footy later in the year.
So there you go.
Okay, we'll quickly just touch on the All-Australian team.
Yep.
As you said, there's five Melbourne players. This is about the Melbourne side here in this. Do you want me to run through it?
Well, very quickly.
Okay, going from the back line, Lever, May, Stewart, half-back line, Rich, Alia, Dale from the Bulldogs, centre line, Merritt, Wines, Walsh, Petrarca, Hawkins, Bondempelli, Papley, Mackay, Green. First ruck is Gorn, who is captain, McRae and Oliver. And we got Steele, Natanui, Miller and Parrish on the bench.
I have no, I don't have any question or debate in general terms over the 22 players that are there. The only thing I'd say is that I find it frustrating that they nominate positions because let's just take one, Tommy Hawkins. Now, I reckon he last played centre-half forward probably when he was playing in the under-15s. I'm exaggerating slightly, but to be named at centre-half forward, let's put it this way, he certainly hasn't played centre-half forward for Geelong at all this year.
Cameron's playing there tonight.
Yeah, and I just find it, you know, are we picking a team around positions.
Yeah, I agree.
And it seems to me that what we're doing is whoever the selection panel is, and Lord only knows there's enough of them, but they're picking 22 and then making a team up around them.
Yeah, and Hawkins is a good forward. Just throw him at centre forward.
Well, no, we can't.
Is there a better centre forward around? There mightn't be, but...
Yeah, but anyway, that's my only comment.
Yep,
it's a reasonable 22. I've got no real problems over that.
Same here. Two Port players in Alea and Ollie Wines. That was it. But we won't go on a bit with that anymore.
It only goes to show that I reckon, and it's nothing against Alea at all, but it only goes to show, and it's probably a bit true of Brownlow, McGarry, BLNG. You know, if you play well in the third and fourth quarters of a game or in the second half of the season, you're more likely to get a Guernsey. Now, Alea has played well throughout the year, but he's been a standout in the last half games. And that's what I think has got him over the line. But anyway...
I would say the best recruit of the year, though, by a mile.
Well, he's fitted in very well.
Unbelievable.
He has.
Just quickly, while we're still in the AFL, Teague... sacked.
Surprise.
Coach.
Yep.
See ya.
Yep. Well, you know, I mean, the big question is, I don't think Carlton have handled it at all well. But then again, there's no, as somebody said, I don't know who it was, there's no way of firing anyone in a nice manner.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. So. Okay, look, we're going to
test
quickly...
cricket.
The what?
The test match.
Where's that?
Oh, come on.
I saw it. I actually brought it to your attention this week, Rick.
Absolutely, at third test in Yorkshire, India, unbelievably, all out 78 first dig.
Who's that? Redbacks?
Yeah. 78. But isn't it amazing? James Anderson. I mean, the guy's, I don't know, I think he's nearly 40.
Yeah, I reckon he is.
Eight overs, five overs, three for six.
Oh, so he's pretty loose.
Well, I tell you what, he's all right. Do you know what?
No.
He does something amazingly incredible, unlike most Australian fast bowlers. He not only sends the ball down the pitch,
yeah,
but he moves it sideways.
And does he even go on the pitch, though?
And he bowls at the stumps as well.
Oh, you're joking.
It's amazing success rate, isn't that?
Wow. I wonder whether the Australians would have a look at that, Langer and them.
Have a coaching session, I reckon. Anyway.
Has he been sacked yet?
He's on the way, I think. They're just looking at Carlton to see how well they can do it.
And England has struggled.
Oh, yeah. England.
None for 120 at one stage.
Yeah, at stumps in day two, 8 for 423. Root 121 from 165 balls.
How many hundreds can he make?
Well, I don't think he knows how to get out. And I watched the highlights only, but he batted beautifully. Absolutely beautiful. But again, if you value your opening batsman, your two openers, Burns made 61,
yep.
Hamid made 68. And then it makes it easy for everyone else. Anyway, I can't believe that India can win the game. Maybe if it's a feather bed, they might draw it, but you'd have to back England at this point in time.
I'd have my money on England.
Yeah.
I'll put that 20 that's on your fridge on England.
Thanks very much. Now, listen, as we close...
Oh, we're running out of time.
We are. Did you hear about the guy? He got totally excited and carried away by the Olympic Games and the spectacle and the competitiveness.
Yep.
And yesterday, he proudly claimed... I clocked a personal best by pinging the QR code from 1.7 metres.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. Well, team, we'd better go. So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.